Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of The Music Way. As always, I'm Cassie. How the fuck have you guys been? It's been 2 weeks, if you hadn't noticed, since there was a new episode. And that's because Spotify is drunk, and they need to go home, because they've had way too much to drink, and they're acting fucking a fool. So, yeah. Hopefully this one even fucking goes on. There's been a lot of issues. Spotify is changing their entire setup, their layout, like the entire way that the entire platform runs. And it's making it incredibly difficult for smaller podcasts like mine to really thrive like it should. They are really fucking with the algorithm and the system. And the last two episodes, technically three, have not loaded. It keeps declining them as if there's like something bad with them. So I have reached out to support, all kinds of things. So my only thing else I can think to do is maybe try to reformat them in a different way. I don't want to have to re-record them, but they just will not take and go. So yeah, so we are going to move on ahead to another topic and just reload those hopefully in a week, next week or something. I don't know. We just all need to manifest this how Spotify gets their shit together, because they are really fucked up right now. So other than that, things have been peachy. Things are going really good. I got my new hair extensions in, and I'm fucking loving them. It did take me about 6 hours to do, only because I was having a lot of stomach issues, so I was running back and forth, like pausing and then having to go deal with my stomach and the restroom and all that good shit. I'm not going to go into details because nobody wants to ask me, but yeah, so yeah. And y'all, I fucking read a book, okay? Hear me out. So I read all the time, but I don't read like fiction. I read like nonfiction and educational type things, things I can learn from. Those are the kind of things I thrive on, history, stuff like that. But everybody on TikTok kept talking about Sarah J. Maas, M-A-A-S, anyway, her books, The Court Series, and I was like, all right, fine. So I bought the first one for like $9 on Amazon. I was like, all right, and it took me a minute to get going into it because it's a thick book. It's like 416 pages, and I'm like, all right. Yo, I couldn't put that fucking thing down. It is about the fairy world and the fae and all, like, it's just fucking phenomenal. So if you are into fantasy and romance, and I'm getting to start book two, and I hear there's a lot more, that is, how things are going with that. Yeah, things have been great. Travis, for my birthday and Valentine's, slash, because my birthday's day before Valentine's, he, got me a Moldavite ring, and it's not here yet because it had to be custom made. I am so scared to wear it out and about because I'm afraid I'm gonna lose it. But I have the other small piece of Moldavite, and it just stays in a case that's encased. It just stays in this little container as an encased because I'm petrified of losing it. But if I don't. If I don't do something with it, then what's the point? You know what I mean? So I'm going to wear this ring sparingly when I feel the need to, and keep it put in a safe spot when not. So yeah, but I'm not taking chances of losing it or anything like that where I'm doing anything crazy. So if you read the title, which I don't know exactly what I titled it yet as I'm speaking, you're probably thinking, we've talked about this. Yeah, we have, but we're going to step further with it because we just scratched the surface a little bit, and I want to talk about a little bit more with it. Plus, numbers have been every fucking where lately. Like, I cannot get away from numbers in my fucking dreams. Like, literal numbers are chasing me. Just the numbers lately. Numbers, numbers, numbers everywhere. And I think it has a lot to do with big changes that are coming in this year. We have been through so much shit the past few years. Lots of different things changing. The world is literally falling apart and crumbling as we speak at the moment. And so many different things happening. And I really feel like right now, numbers are something that's really important and just screaming at us for a reason. it's going to help us to basically manifest our true purpose and find meaning in our life. And I think we're going to get those answers through numbers. So let's talk about it. So we've done a lot of the basic life path and destiny numbers. We're going to refresh on those, and then we're going to get into some different aspects and really take a good look at these numbers and really what they do to us and how they have an impact on us. And I don't want to say I stop being rude, but some people will do their things and say, oh, it's wrong. And it could be. And it's not that the numerology is wrong. It's that it's not right at this exact moment. Or maybe you need to check your math. And I mean that in the nicest way, because I'm dyslexic and I invert numbers all the fucking time. But I also mean it in our lives. We experience things at different times for different reasons. We, you know, have people cross our path. What the fuck was that again? We have different things cross our paths at different times, different people. And it's all for a specific reason. It all has to do with something that we need to learn or see or observe or something. All of it's happening for a reason. So if you do your numerology and your numbers don't quite match up, look through numbers and meanings. Find the number that does match up with you at that moment, and then figure out how or why it's off. And I mean that in the fact that maybe you're not looking at the right type of number, or you're looking a different way. I have so many different times come across numbers and been like, no, that's not me. And then later on in my life, think something will happen and it will all come into perspective. So what I'm trying to say without being rude is keep an open mind and consider that maybe it's the timing or our math is wrong also sometimes, but there's a lot of different reasons why it could be off. So we're going to look at tons of shit, and I'm actually really fucking excited about this. Before we recap real quick life path and destiny numbers, let's look at numbers and how they are more around us and more impactful in our lives than we ever really realized. So think about time. We measure time with numbers, obviously, and we measure our worth in time, unfortunately, or in numbers, sorry. You take a job and they say, you know, oh, I'll pay you, you know, $13 an hour or $25 an hour, whatever fucking an hour you make. They're saying an hour of your time is worth this amount of money. And it's fucking mind-blowing when you look at it like that, because if somebody said to you, hey, I will give you 10 bucks if you go and haul this stuff out of here for me and paint this and do this shit for me, and I'll give you 10 bucks to help me for an hour, you'd be like, yeah, that's a lot of fucking work for $10. No, thank you. But yet we, for many years, sold ourselves for far less than that to do a lot more work. And when you look at it in the perspective of numbers and breaking it down by time frame and money and amounts of what we feel like we're worth, it really opens your eyes to a lot of different shit. Just think about with money and buying shit. If you look at the things price tags, we have a tendency to look at math and numbers and prices in a different fashion than we do many things. So if you see something that's 99 cents, you're like, damn, that's a good deal. It's only 99 cents. We don't say it's a dollar. Some people do, but for the most part, we're like, yeah, it's 99 cents. It's less than a dollar. It's less than a dollar for a penny, but yet we are captivated by the less than a dollar because it's not quite a full dollar. And oftentimes if you look at something and the price tag is $4.99, hey, it's $4. Some people look at it and say $5, but for the most part, even like $4.69 or $4.78 or something, anything like that, we're always like, oh, hey, it's only $4. You know, we kind of ignore past the decimal point and look at, oh, it's cheap, but if you look at it, we're not rounding up like we should, because our brains have convinced us as consumers that we're saving money, that it's cheaper, that it's a really good deal. That's how they, as in corporations and retail markets, get us with things like this. They are able to captivate our brains and make us feel like we are getting the better deal of it, because they know that we are going to be looking for a deal, looking for a bargain, looking for ways to save, and they know that we're going to round down when we should be rounding up. It's just little things like that. And then also, if you look, these companies also have discovered that they try to, sorry, researchers have discovered that these companies try to gravitate more towards familiar numbers like 16 and 20, and they kind of stay away from 17s and 19s and hard, harsh kind of numbers. They try to go with softer numbers, which is interesting because they're playing on our emotions and they're playing on our wants and needs to save and to feel like we are winning, like we are beating them in some way, shape, or form. It's actually quite fucking crazy when you really take a look at numbers and, you know, the sacred geometry of it all. That is numerology, you know, sacred geometry. Angles and shapes and all these different things, how they all perfectly align, but they're all set up by numbers in a number system. And we oftentimes lives without really even knowing it. Like, you think of, you know, a friend or think back to the MySpace days. They were fucking brilliant with that. They got us to rank our fucking friends, our top 8 friends. Like, we put a number value on the friendship of someone with us. That's fucked up. And you younger people who are probably like, what the fuck is MySpace? MySpace was cooler Facebook. It was more personalized. It was very chill. It was awesome. If anytime you went to your page, you could set it up with your own theme song to play, and you could change that anytime you wanted. We all learned fucking code somehow. Like, none of us went to school for it. I mean, some people did, but like, all of a sudden we learned how to fucking write code and make our own fucking layouts and pages in our own fucking personalized format, and you can change it based on how you felt in that week or that month or that day or that second. Even you can go back and forth, but they got us to rank our fucking friends, y'all. Numbers play in a fucking huge part in our lives all the time. We look at a glass or a jar. Look at your jar in your apothecary. I'm looking right now and I see my witchgrass is less than half full. And, you know, we look at things like that and half full, half empty. How you look at things, half is still numbers. It's if you, you know, switch it 50%, we're still adding numbers in, even if we use different words for them. But we do this a lot. We evaluate things in our lives with numbers all the time and not even realize that we're doing so. And I think if we start to pay more attention to the meanings behind numbers and what those numbers signify in different aspects and different things, we'll start to understand a lot more about ourselves and the people around us. Because not everybody is going to think so deeply about it as we do. And that kind of gives us the advantage of life. So let's do a little refresher real quick, shall we? So in numerology, we have the core numbers or the base numbers, 1 through 9. And then you get into the sacred numbers later, which we'll talk about. So let's refresh our life path number. That's usually the number that everybody goes for, the one that everybody knows how to do. In the 1981, it'll be 2 + 1 + 3 + 1 + 9 + 8 + 1, because 2, 13, 1981. And then you add those all up until you get one number. You're going to keep reducing it down. So, excuse me. So 2 + 2 + 1. My brain just went stupid. 2 + 1 is 3 + 3 is 6 + 1 is 7 + 9 is 16 + 8 is 24 + 1 is 25 2 + 5 = 7. My life path number is 7. Okay, Same thing, June 7th, 1998. It's 6 plus 7 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8, which gives you 27. 2 plus 7 equals 9. Excuse me. For the year, sorry. No, my bad. I just totally, like, got lost there. So 6 plus 7 plus 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 8. Break it all down, you get 22, and that one you were gonna also keep to yourself. My God, I can't fucking speak. I'm using somebody else's lips today. You're gonna keep separate. You're not gonna break that one down, or you can. It just depends. But 22 is one of the sacred double digits that we keep. But some people like to break it down and keep it as simplistic and keep their core number. So you would do 2 plus 2 equals 4. It's completely up to you. You can do it both ways, and that may also help explain why sometimes your numerology doesn't exactly add up the way that you want it to. So that would help kind of bring that little bridge together of the different numerology. You could even go as far as, so say that 4 doesn't work for you, or 22, you can do 2 plus 2 plus 4 is 8. And then that could be your number. You have to be able to make the adjustments where they need to be, because some people sometimes are just so fucking unique to have extra steps. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's absolutely fine to be different if we're all fucking different. But sometimes you have to really look at the bigger picture of things to make things work. And it's not saying that the numerology is wrong or you're wrong. It's just saying that in that time, in that moment, things are a little different, and you just got to make the adjustments to get where you're going. I hope that makes sense. So one I don't think that we did talk about was personality number. I think we kind of skipped that one, but it's just very simple. It's just your birth date. So you add those together until you get a single digit, minus 13, 1 plus 3 is 4. If you're born on, you know, say March 3rd, then you're personality number is 3. And destiny numbers, we did those. Your destiny number is your full name, and the letters are assigned at numbers. So if you don't remember the episode, if you have not listened to the episode, if you want to grab a pen and paper real quick, I can give you the key for that. It's really simple. It actually just kind of goes across. So you're gonna number out 1 through 9 across. And then you're going to write your alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, and then J starts back at 1, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, ends on 9. So, and then you start back at 1 for S, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. So in the 1 column, you have A, J, S, and the 2, B, K, T, and the 3rd, you have C, L, U, under 4, D, M, V, under 5, E, N, W. Under 6, you have Fox, F-O-X, 7, G-P-Y, 8, H-Q-R, 9, I-R. So this one gets a little tricky for me, and let me explain to you why. So my destiny number, if I follow with my maiden name, and you can do it however you feel works best for you. If you don't know your name at birth, you can go by what name you're given. If you're trans, you can go by your chosen name or your dead name. If you have a nickname, you can go by that. Honestly, make it work for you. And you'll have people out there who will tell you, no, it has to be your birth name, your exact birth name, your blah, 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 blah. I don't give two fucks. Feel what you feel. If you feel drawn to being your full name, your name at birth, your dead name, your chosen name, your nickname, I don't give a shit. Whatever you feel drawn to, because your path, your life, your craft. Do what you feel drawn to. Don't let people gatekeep and tell you, you have to fucking do it this way. Sorry. It's just, it's not how that is. But let's refresh on what these destiny numbers mean. So again, I want to refresh real quick, or continue on with what I was trying to say about that, about the names. So mine, Cassie Lynn Wilson, is my maiden name, puts me in a number 5. At 5, the key theme is adventure. Life's purpose would be traveling and exploring. Risk and challenges would be impetuous and indecisiveness, which were fucking straight dead on when I was Cassie Wilson. But the moment I met Travis, everything in my life changed. I, for the first time in my entire life, felt like I could be myself and I can be really truly who I was and stop being a people pleaser and just live fully for myself in front of somebody else. So if I do my destiny number as Cassie Lynn Godfrey, I get destiny number 2, which goes to key theme relationships, life's purpose, connecting people, being a great team player, and risks and challenges, neediness, and complacency. I can't fucking speak today. So you see, at that time that I was Cassie Wilson, my destiny number 5 number was legit. But then once I became Cassie Godfrey, my destiny number 2 took over and is actually more accurate now for who I am today. So that's one of the things I'm trying to really stress with people. It doesn't have to be one or the other. It can be whatever you feel fucking drawn to. It's not black and white. Numerology has room for interpretation. Numerology is fucking about interpretation. It's just like with tarot or any other kind of divination. It's not black and white answers. You have a guidance. You have things that help you figure things out, but it's not black and white. This is this fucking way. Go for what you feel. Listen to your goddamn gut. Listen to yourself, okay? Just let your fucking, your mind and your soul and your heart lead you which path you're supposed to go down while you do these things, all right? So let's refresh on these destiny numbers and some of their details. So destiny number 1, your key theme is leadership, life's purpose, taking charge, being a boss, risk and challenges are stress, giant ego, and stubbornness. Again, for number 2s, key theme relationship, life's purpose, connecting people, being a great team player, risk and challenges, neediness. Destiny number 3, key theme is creativity, life's purpose, creating using your imagination, risks and challenges, eccentricity, I can't fucking speak today, lack of focus. Destiny number 4, key theme is security. Life's purpose would be establishing foundations, being grounded. Risks and challenges would be overworking and exhaustion. Destiny number 5. Key theme, adventure. Life's purpose, traveling, exploring. Risks and challenges, impetuousness and indecisiveness. Destiny number 6, house and home is the key theme. Life's purpose, nurturing, nesting. Risks and challenges, becoming overly dependent on others, becoming a hermit, which sometimes I feel like a 6. Destiny number 7, key theme, knowledge. Life's purpose is learning, analyzing, and discovery. And risks and challenges would be being too introverted and in your own head. Yeah, sometimes I guess I'm a fucking 7 too. Key theme, destiny number 8, key theme is wealth and material success. Life's purpose, acquiring and accumulating. Risks and challenges, greed and selfishness. Destiny number 9, key theme, transformation. Life's purpose, becoming a better person. Risks and challenges, arrogance and aloofness. Destiny number 11, key theme, inspiration. Life's purpose, guiding others. Risks and challenges, impotence and anxiety. Impatience, not impotence. Holy fuck, I'm so sorry. Impatience. Wow, yeah. Number 22, key theme, activity. Life's purpose, building, construction, engineering. Risks and challenges, judgmental, exacting, critical. and destiny number 33, key theme well-being, life's purpose, taking care of others, promoting health and wellness, risks and challenges, being over-sentimental, sappiness. Y'all, that is fucking me. I can see myself in a lot of these, and I think that's also an important thing to consider, is that there are going to be parts of us in all of these numbers and all these meanings. It doesn't mean that just because you see yourself in one number doesn't mean that the other one doesn't have parts for you. And sometimes we have bits and pieces of us all over the place, and sometimes it really just depends on what fucking day of the week it is or what hour of the fucking day it is as to how we're feeling in that moment. So if I were to do a fucking number reading and go back to the correspondence tomorrow, I could feel differently about how it all goes. So it really just depends, all right? Just don't get down on yourself if your numbers don't match up to your expectations right away. Another one that we didn't talk about was the heart's desire number. And this has to do with the vowels in your full name, reducing them to a single digit. So the vowels A is 1, E is 5, I is 9, O is 6, U is 3, and Y is 7. And you want to be careful with the Y, so you can do it both ways, because sometimes Y is a consonant and sometimes it's a vowel. Just depends, obviously. So use it how you think it would be used in your name. So I have two Y's, Cassie Lynn and Godfrey. They're both vowels in there. So that is what I use them as. But if you have a Y, if your last name's like Yarrow or something, then that wouldn't be a Y as a vowel for that one. So it really just depends on how you do it. So my heart destiny number is 4, because I have an A, an E, an I, a Y, an O, an E, and another Y. The heart destiny numbers actually are kind of interesting, the details of those. So for one, core motivation and desire. Number one, self-pride and ego. Source of happiness is leading, being in charge, and coming in first. Risks and challenges, trying to control others, extreme single-mindedness. Also, don't take these as me being a dick by telling you like some of the downfalls of things. It's not every person is that way, but it is more of a common theme with some of these numbers, and it doesn't necessarily mean a bad thing. It just means that there's some side of us that has these. I'm not going to take offense to mine, don't take offense to yours, and, you know, it is what it is. Number two, core motivation and desire is togetherness. Source of happiness is being a part of a team or relationship. Risks and challenges, submission, and ability to form opinions. Number three, core motivation and desire is imaginativeness. Source of happiness is creating, entertaining, and inventing. Risks and challenges are chaos and being scatterbrained. Core motivation for number four, which is me, stability. Source of happiness is being organized and planning. Risks and challenges, rigidity, incapable of having fun, fear of change. And you know what? Yeah. Do hold me back sometimes. They really do. Number five, core motivation desires exploration. Happiness is having adventures and travel. Rootlessness, limited attention span, and kind of flighty. Same. Number six, core motivation is home. Source of happiness is spending time at home, nesting, decorating. Risks and challenges, getting locked in a routine and fixedness. Number seven, core motivation and desires knowledge. Source of happiness is learning, reading widely and deeply. Skills and challenges are social anxiety and becoming closed off to others. Number eight, success. True source of happiness is being successful, having a big bank account. Risks and challenges, greed, selfishness, competitiveness. Number 9, core motivation and desire. Empathy. Caring, source of happiness, caring for the community and the planet. Risks and challenges, self-neglect, self-abasement. And core motivation and desire for heart's desire. Number 11, intuitiveness. Source of happiness is understanding oneself and developing self-worth. Risks and challenges, lack of stability, irrationality, and distrust of logic. Number 22 is constructing or making. Source of happiness is making and building things, putting things together. Risks and challenges, unwillingness to deviate from the plan, uncomfortable with breaks and rest. And then finally, heart's desire number 33, core motivation and desire is charity. Source of happiness is showing compassion. Risks and challenges they face is self-sacrifice and extreme tenderheartedness. Yeah, so I really think that that says a lot about us as people and things that we can really look inside ourselves. And I'm not saying that if it doesn't fit right away to go and, if you know, you do your numbers and you don't see it right away, to instantly go and be like, nope, I'm going to go look, find this, or I'm going to change it. Take a moment to really let it sink in and think about it, because sometimes it's a hidden meaning. Like, okay, for instance, mine was 4. Being organized and planning. I am OCD, ADHD, dyslexic, scatterbrained motherfucker, right? I thrive to be organized and have a plan and to really make things be what I want. But my motivation isn't necessarily stability on the surface. But if you look down deep in it, I need stability to actually thrive and to do good at things and to be able to proceed along the path that I'm going, because I need to have that structure to keep me organized, to keep me in a routine, to keep me going so I don't get lost or get set off track or whatever because of my other issues that I have. If I were to have just looked at men like stability as my core motivation, as I'd be like, yeah, that's no. I have a stable life, stable husband, stable family, all that shit. But you have to look at deeper meanings sometimes. And sometimes it doesn't hit you right away. Sometimes it just takes time to really understand yourself and what you know, what you're feeling or thinking or whatever. So just give it a little bit, and if it still doesn't make any sense after you've thought it through, then approach it in a different manner. Maybe do it with your nickname or whatever you gotta do. But just really let it sink in and think about it for a little bit first. To basically like a 9-year cycle, and once the 9th year's up, the cycle begins again. And you can figure out where you are within those 9-year cycle by calculating your personal year and where you're at. And it's really simple to do. You just take your birth month and your birth day and then add it with the current year. So for mine, February 13th, 2024. So I want to see what year I'm in right now. So 2 + 1 + 3 + 2 + 2 + 4. I omitted the zeros. You can keep them in. Whatever you want to do. Equals 14, and 1 + 4 = 5. So I'm in my 5th year of my cycle right now. So what do these fucking things mean? What is it? Well, let's look. So before we go into describing them, you need to know that each year within the 9-year cycle has really a specific focus for you, a specific theme, if you will. And as some years are more futurist and more fulfilling and more, what's the word I'm looking for? Great. More great. Yeah, they're more great. And some others are going to be more of trials and tribulations and lessons learned and things like that. So this kind of gives you an idea of where you're at, and it gives you an idea of why things are happening the way they are. So for personal year number 1, the year of the big year of beginnings, themes in the area of focus would be new beginnings, capitalizing on opportunities. Year two would be the year of others. It's about friendships, relationships, making connections. Three, the year of inspiration, about creativity, imagination, artistry. Four, the year of self, it's about discipline and effort and self-improvement, which is what I spent last year doing. And now I'm in year five, which is about the year of change. I made big changes. I started a new job this year. Lots of things are changing as I go along. Setting new boundaries, which is exactly where I'm at. Dead on, straight up, like this is spot on. Year six, the year of home. It's about service, domesticity, I can't say that fucking word, and family. Year seven is the year of the mind. It's about spirituality and knowledge. Year eight, the year of acclaim. It's about recognition and awards. And year nine, the year of endings, completion, growth, and transformation. And then you start it over again. Now, there's a lot of things to really consider here. And we are going to think. There's so many different things to consider when it comes to numbers. You can literally break down all kinds of parts of your life with numbers in so many ways. It's really interesting how big an impact numbers make on us, and we just don't fucking think about it. Like, I'm sitting here right now looking at this cardboard thing I just threw in the trash because I was going through a bunch of my jewelry. It has a price on top, $6.99. And I swear the 99 part is more faded than the 6. Like, the 6 is almost bolder. And that's a lot of times why they'll write the change part smaller, because they want us to see that big number first. The first number, so you focus on that, forget the change, forget anything after a decimal. And I look around and I see all kinds of things just laying here at my altar, all number-wise. How many things of ink? I have 5. 5 things of ink. I have 5 things of this, 5 things of that. Why are 5s everywhere now? Why am I seeing 6s? All these different things. And it's so crazy because the universe is sending us messages all the time, but we just didn't always have the key. And now, as we're moving along further in life, we're finding keys to everything. And numbers is something we're still unlocking every fucking day. We're finding new things with numbers that just make sense and bring it all together. They're jaw-dropping moments sometimes. When you come across a calculation and you do something and you find out your number for whatever it is that you're on, you're going to come across them and your jaw's just going to hit the floor because you're just going to be so shocked and be like, how could I have not seen it before? But once you see it, it's like the red car, white car. Once you see it everywhere. And it's amazing because it's literally, like, ever since I started thinking about wanting to revisit the numbers episode and take a little deeper dive into it, because the numbers have been fucking everywhere and just really screaming at me lately, it's been even more intense than I had been these last few weeks, months of it screaming. And now it's like, I know why. Because I needed to do this. I needed to revisit numbers because something big is coming. I'm not sure. But something super big is coming, and we're going to need these numbers. We're going to need to be able to understand the numbers and evaluate things and do it in a way that we're able to find ourselves and find our purposes and our reasons for things. I don't think it's necessarily a thing of, I need to know what that person's life path number is right now so I can figure out what they're trying to do. It's more about our own personal paths and our own journeys. But I think that it's really important that we're all really paying attention to numbers right now. Something is just screaming at me, telling me that we need to be into numbers and we need to really understand what we're doing and make sure that we are learning what we're supposed to be learning right now. Something is coming and it wants us to be prepared. And it's going to affect us all differently. And I really feel like the universe is using me as a method to share it with everybody that something is up and we need to really be in touch with ourselves and our spiritual side and really connect so we can get ourselves in the right zone, the right path and everything. don't know, it's been a strong feeling. I just cannot shake it. So this next one I want to talk about is actually kind of interesting. I came across it and I was like, this is kind of, we're getting a little far now with this whole calculating shit. But I read it and I was like, well, fuck me. It's goddamn spot fucking on. So I'm gonna share it with y'all. So we just did our personal year, right? We found out what year we're in, what year of our 9-year cycle we're in. Now we're gonna find our personal month. We're gonna find out. This is a great way to kind of plan ahead, especially if you're trying to, if you have a lot of big decisions to make for the year, you've got a lot of things going on that you want to kind of make sure the timing is right for. If you're trying to plan out a spell that's fucking huge that you're really working for, you want to make sure the timing is spot on fucking right. This is actually quite helpful because it's going to help you figure out while you're on your 9-cycle year, what year you're on there. It also will help you figure out what month of that year cycle you're on and what's going on and the general theme for you in that time frame. So you're gonna take whatever you got here. So my personal year was 5, right? Yeah. So my personal year is 5, right? And I wanna know what my month is. So each month has its own numbers. And it gets kinda wonky here because some of them have like some of them repeat the numbers because 1 through 9 and there's 12 months. But so January, February, March, April, May, and June are all in July. Sorry, fuck. January through October or September are all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Like they are when you number them. So January 1, February 2, March 3, April 4, May 5, June 6, July 7, August 8, September 9. And then October is 10, November 2, or I'm sorry, October is 1, November 2, December is 3. Very simple. They just added the numbers together to reduce to one single digit. So you're going to add your personal year with the month to see what month you're in. And you can do it for any month. You can do it for the whole year. You can plan out now and do it for the entire year and see where you're at. Y'all. So for me, my personal year is 5. This month, February is 2. 5 plus 2 is 7. 7 is furthering your spiritual growth, broadening your mind by exploring new to you religions and spiritual practices, writing down your discoveries for contemplation when you're more grounded. In one of the previous episodes that I recorded that did not load last week's, which I recorded the 1st of February, I talked about how this month was, for me, a focus of spiritual growth and just finding my way in a lot of things and learning whatever I could about things like different spiritual sides. And I've been studying different religions just to kind of to understand it all. And I about fucking shit when I read that. Wow, like, here I am. We're going too far with these calculations and these numbers, but fuck no, we're not. Okay, let's go further. Let's go further because revisiting these numbers and their meanings and everything has really just sent shivers down my spine and goosebumps galore because I'm seeing things in a completely different light, things that I never thought I would look at like that. And it all makes fucking sense. Like, everything is coming together and it's fucking crazy and I love it so fucking much. All right, real quick, let's go over what these personal months mean. So 1, beginning a new habit or project, hazards and how to avoid them would be don't take on more than you can handle or promise things you can't deliver. 2, making new friends, strengthening partnerships, spend time with lots of friends, don't shunt someone to the side in favor of someone new. 3 is brainstorming, tapping into your imagination, write down your ideas, dreams, and thoughts so that you don't become overwhelmed by your need to create. 4, getting organized, generating to-do lists, decluttering. Be careful about procrastination, making the productivity, and refrain from tasks that don't enhance your life or move your projects forward. Basically, if something don't spark joy, chuck that shit in the bucket. by making changes, making progress, refrain from making too many big or abrupt changes. You have to live with the consequences of your actions. 6, redecorating, undertaking home improvements and moving. Give your loved ones space. Don't hover or force, you know, time together if your family isn't quite feeling it. Again, 7, furthering your spiritual growth, broadening your mind by exploring new to your religion, spiritual practices, write down your discoveries for contemplation when you're grounded. 8, focusing on your career and budgeting. Take time to reconnect with nature and avoid materialism. Give back by volunteering. 9, finishing, saying goodbye. Beware of emotional extremes. Ending and saying goodbyes are hard. It's just fucking crazy how spot on some of this shit is. Like, I absolutely love the whole game of numbers and how it works. It's mind-boggling to me, honestly. It's just crazy. There's one, I don't know if anybody's interested, it's your home number. And this one was kind of crazy to me, honestly. Again, another one where I think, wow, it's going too far, but it's fucking not. So, yeah, so you're just going to take the numbers and your address, right? So, you can add in your apartment, like, so if you have an apartment number, so any numbers, address. So my house number is 1117. And, sorry, my brain's swelling for a minute. You can add in, if it was an apartment, you can add an apartment like B or 1. And then if you need to adjust for the apartment number, like say it doesn't have a specific, wow, guys, something just like fucking entered my brain. If it doesn't have a number, if like your apartment number is A, then it would be 1, B would be 2, C would be D. It's the same chart as we did for our name back then, so you can go back to that. Some people even go as far as adding in the numbers of their street letters, like the name of your street, and adding those in. So I didn't mind both ways, okay? And again, the whole entire thing, the concept is to break everything down to one single number. So I took my numbers of my street name. Nope. I took the numbers of my house number, added them together, 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 7, gave me 10, 1 plus 0 equals 1, and then I took my street name and did it, and it came up with 5, so if I do it with just 1, if I do it with just my house number, so 1, the theme is independence, it's good, or the theme or energy is independence, it's good for entrepreneurs, single people, those who are self-employed or primarily working from home. I thought, well, that doesn't really equal me or anything like that. But if you think about it, 1, this was the house of independence. This was the house Trav and I did on our own. We bought this house together. This was our home where we did everything. And if you look at the single people part of it, we are basically one person. So it's not all there, but there's little things I can really read. But if I go and I look at the 6 where I added it together and I did it with the street name, it's family. Families of all kinds, including groups of friends and housemates. This is our family home. We've had so many people stay here. My sister and her family lived here while we moved to Arizona. When we came back, we moved back in our house. We've had friends that didn't have a place to go stay here with us. We've had many different people stay here or this be the home to some of our kids' friends who didn't have the best home. And they were here all the time. We were their safe place. Like, it just fucking is crazy how dead on some of this shit fucking is. So I'm gonna read over these real quick to you guys, just in case anybody's interested in these. So again, 1 was independence. 2, togetherness, roommates, couples, people who love nest, lust, I love nest, sorry. 3, imagining, great for artists, musicians, writers, filmmakers, podcasters, and other creative types. for stability, nature lovers, environmentalists, people who need to feel especially grounded in their home environment, fives for entertaining, extroverts, people who love throwing parties and entertaining. Again, six was family, family of all kinds, including groups, friends, and housemates. Seven, spirituality, introverts, people who prefer the life of the mind and spiritual seekers. Eight, ambition, career-focused people, students, people with five-year or 10-year plan. Nine would be community, it's about activists, humanitarians, and people who want to change the world. So this also comes in very handy if you are searching to find a home and you want to know if that home's right for you. Do the fucking numerology on the house number, the street name, whatever you gotta do. It's fucking crazy how that shit just comes together and works. It's mind-blowing, actually. I'm honestly just, like, mind-blown how half the shit works and how it's all fucking coming together. It really does, like, just blow my mind at the craziness of the numbers and how things are, and how numbers are so all around us everywhere that they just interweave into our everyday life without even fucking knowing it. Think about music. When they make music and you're in the club or you're anywhere that, you know, a band's player or like a DJ and there's music playing, they're wanting you to get up and dance and everything. They do specific beats per minute songs for different reasons. Like, they'll do songs that have, I don't know the exact number, so I'm just making numbers up, like 110 beats per minute if they want you out on the dance floor and they want you and really going to town and having a good time and working up a sweat, an appetite, a thirst, whatever. And then they'll slow it down to a song with maybe 50 beats per minute if they want you to go back to the bar, get another drink, order some more food, get something. And then they will speed that back up to, you know, a higher beat per minute ratio. So then get you back on the dance floor. You can burn that off. You can get thirsty and hungry all over again. Numbers and things like this, they come into play in all aspects of our life. We just don't see it. So now if we open our minds to it and we start seeing things and start really analyzing things, we're going to see a lot of different shit. So, I have homework for us for next week. So everybody, including myself, I'm going to go through and I'm going to write down all the numbers that are popping out to me. Numbers on the clock, numbers, you know, strings, license plates, numbers I see laying around. I'm going to find out any kind of number I can find that's just calling to me that I see. And I'm going to write it down. And then next week, we're going to figure out what some of these numbers mean. Did you guys know that numbers have, I'm sure you guys did because you guys are awesome. There's like a lot of shit with numbers that we didn't even scratch the fucking surface of before. Each number has its own mantra and different it speaks about different talents and hobbies that we harbor, activities we like to do, our strengths, our weaknesses, a day of the week that is compatible with or that represents or resonates with specific numbers. You're more compatible with people whose life path number is a specific number. There's colors associated with these numbers, different gems and crystals and plants and different animals and herbs and smells and places even and health issues and all kinds of shit. Talk about and things to do with like your career and so many different fucking things in your life. And that's what we're going to discuss next week. We're going to go so fucking in depth with these numbers and the power of the numbers and how they're really affecting our lives like crazy. And I promise you, if you didn't like numbers before this, you're going to be so enthralled with them by the end of next week. If today didn't spark a fucking interest of like, oh my god, in you, then I hope you start seeing a shit ton of numbers this week that changes your outlook in your mind. So yeah, that will be what we talk about next week. If you are a paid subscriber, your episode will definitely, if this one plays and if you're hearing this, your episode will definitely be out by Wednesday and we'll be back on track. I do have some special shit coming your way because of everything that Spotify has been fucking with us through and their changes and their bullshit. They add free episode for everybody today because things are just kind of crazy. And honestly, at this exact moment, I don't even know if it's going to let me add background music anymore. So I went to find some different background music to put in, and everything's changing, and I'm not a big fan of these changes, but we will get through it. And yeah, so also I have the subscribers email list. Look out for an email from thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. I'm going to get some goodies out to the subscribers. So now, kind of like Patreon does, but different. I'm going to send you guys some goodies. So look for an email coming soon to confirm your address and all that good shit. So, all right. I hope everyone has an amazing day, week, month, year, whenever you're listening to this. Next week, don't forget your homework. We are going to really blow our minds with numbers. You can find me on TikTok, Cassie the Basic Witch, Instagram, Cassie the Basic Witch, Facebook, Cassie Godfrey. You can also join our Facebook group, The Basic Witch. You can email thebasicwitch2020@gmail.com. And YouTube, we're still trying to figure out how to get the videos to load with this new system. So, yeah. I got a new camera, but everything's just being fucking weird. Like, everything is weird. The electronics in the house are all acting up. Again, with the ghosts, I'm sure. So, if you've been here for a while, you're used to hearing the ghosts in the background. You're used to the things they do and the fucked up shit. But, yeah. Alright guys, thank you so much for being here. I love you all. Have an amazing day, week, month. Let's be love you, bye!